It's time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Emily Dugdale filed a story about the growing pains of an Oahu charter school after operating for just a year. Hi there, Emily.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this story is really interesting. I mean, it just kind of details the growing pains. I mean, very tough thing to do to start up a school. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. You know, Kamalani Academy is just this small arts-integrated, Hawaiian-oriented charter school. You know, they just opened with an enrollment of 300 kids and just a teaching staff of 14. And they've just really, this year has really brought open how hard it is for a charter school to get off in Hawaii. I mean, it's just they do not have kind of the built-in structure of a traditional DOE public school. And remember, charter schools are, this is a public charter school, so they do receive some money from the DOE, about a little more than $7,000 per student. And that's all the support they really get. So a lot of this year was just the school really trying to just figure out, you know, how they're supposed to be running things. And that's where some of the problems kind of started.
Right. And you mentioned some problems with teachers and administrators, and they're trying to find their way.
Absolutely. You know, the school started out with, like I said, 14 teachers. And by the end of the year, at least 8 of those teachers did resign. And after the, you know, post, after the school year wrapped up, 2 more teachers did resign from the school. And in speaking to these teachers, you know, many of them did speak to us off the record. They were worried about, you know, retaliation. They were worried about finding jobs afterwards. But it did just kind of seem like a climate of frustration with some of their administration. They didn't really feel like they were being supported. And I think the mission of the school, a lot of these teachers are very new to Hawaii Islands. And, you know, they weren't really sure what they were supposed to be doing with all of the, you know, things that they were tasked with in terms of arts integration and Hawaiian culture. The principal, Jeff Velarde, actually did resign several weeks after the school year ended. And, you know, we weren't able to get a comment from him, but we do know that several teachers did present to the governing board of the school with concerns about the principal.
Right. So school is just about to get underway. So I'm sure they're just desperately searching for an administrator.
Absolutely. They do have their student services coordinator stepping in there to fill the gap, but they are currently looking for a full-time principal. And, you know, we did talk to leaders at the school. Kuipa Lamotia is the founder. She's a native Hawaiian mother living in Wahiwa. And Steve Davidson was the vice president of the governing board. And they did assure us, you know, we're on track. You know, we're feeling good about opening up for year 2. And they do have a longer wait list than last year. So,
you
know, it seems like it seems like the problems have at some seems to a little bit of roll off the back for some people. They do still have quite an interest in the school.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see how they weather this second year. Thanks very much, Emily.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was Civil Beat's Emily Dugdale with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.